Welcome back to our Farm Fresh Hour with Julie Murphy, spokeswoman for the Arizona Farm Bureau, and we've got director of the Arizona Agriculture Department, Mark Killian, on the line. Agriculture is a $24 billion industry in the state, and, you know, I've been reading the Wall Street Journal lately, and, I mean, every time, it seems like there's something about farming every single day in the Wall Street Journal. And recently, it's been a lot of things like trouble spreads in soggy farm country, talking about Ohio farmers that are flooded out. You've got, and every time I see something like that, that is one more reason why agriculture in Arizona is so important, because, and how great it is to be here, because we don't have to worry about the tornadoes, and how much of the corn isn't planted because it was such a wet winter. And, you know, we've got this incredible climate that is not prone to natural disasters, and it works great for producing our own.
It really does, because one of the phrases I stole from a colleague, he always used to say, we can plant and harvest 12 months out of the year. So we're constantly, you know, we don't have to shut down during the winter. You do have to cheer us on and pray, though, that our water situation in certain segments of Arizona improve, because we do have some water issues. And, you know, we kind of in times will get beat up in the press because we highlight the fact that we agriculture is using 60 to 70% of the water. And I always turn that back on the commentator and say, well, you're using that water, because we all have to eat. We don't have any choice in that matter. We have to eat to live.
Amen. And Arizona ranks sixth in the nation for tomatoes produced in greenhouses.
Right. So this was fun because we had selected tomatoes as the highlight commodity for this particular segment here in August. I can't believe it's already August.
I know.
I decided to reach out to, I'm going to give him props today, Dave DeWalt, the numbers guy. He works for the USDA NAS. NAS stands for the National Statistical Agricultural Services. And Dave DeWalt is our numbers guy here in Arizona. So he's always giving me some little trivia bits. And he just sent, I asked him about tomatoes, and he gave us that insight that we're ranked sixth. And we've also found out that tomatoes are one of the most popular. It's actually a fruit, but we treat it like a vegetable, and there's a pretty neat statistic about that in there. And just, and Mark can speak to this, just being the director for the Arizona Department of Agriculture, a lot of the production and produce that his inspection team is always seeing, whether that's something that's being imported or exported. But tomatoes are a big one, right, Mark?
Well, absolutely. It's whether they're coming from Mexico or being grown in our state. In fact, I was touring a facility down by Amato not too long ago. It's called Wholesome Farms. And I just went in one of their greenhouses, and they had 86,000 or 85,000 tomato plants in there, and it's all organic, and I've never seen so many tomatoes in my life in one building. And it's absolutely fascinating how the technology has changed in the greenhouses and what they're doing. In fact, as we were walking up and down the tomato plants in the rows, they had these little boxes there, and I looked in there, and it was a box of bumblebees.
Right.
And they bring these little bumblebees in to pollinate the plants, and everything, all the fertilizer that is used is organic. It's all measured, and there's all kinds of formulas they use. And, gosh, the tomatoes were absolutely beautiful. And we have situations like that all over the state. And, again, as Julie mentioned, because of our weather, not only do we do things in greenhouses, but we also do stuff out in the fields. And Arizona has developed and is continuing to develop one of the best reputations for edible crops in the world.
Yes. And just because of the high quality, the great skill set for the farmers that we have here in the state of Arizona. So I'm going to give some interesting trivia. Though we recognize tomato as a vegetable, it's actually a fruit because the seeds are inside. So everybody wonders, well, what went on. So I'm going to throw this out. In 1887, U.S. tariff laws imposed a duty on vegetables. but not on fruits. This meant the status of tomatoes became a matter of legal importance. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the case of Nix versus Hedden that tomatoes were to be considered vegetables based on the popular definition that classifies vegetables by use, where they are usually served with dinner and not as a dessert. However, the court did not reclassify, and this is the little caveat that I think is so fascinating, the courts did not reclassify the tomato botanically. So it's basically a fruit. We just recognize it as a vegetable.
So every single kid out there listening, when your mom says, eat your fruit, you'd be like, Mom, I'm eating my pizza. I got plenty of tomatoes on here. I'm eating my fruit.
I love it. I love it. Well, market.
Lots of ketchup.
Yes, lots of ketchup. And the mix of everything that your family grows, have you guys ever done the tomato?
No, we haven't, but in our little small family garden, we've grown tomatoes, and there's a wonderful website that you can go to that if you type in growing tomatoes in Arizona, there's a place that'll tell you the 10 tips to growing tomatoes in Arizona, and I think I've only followed three of those tips. Maybe that's why my tomatoes haven't been as good as they need to be, but you know, if you follow those instructions, you can grow wonderful beefsteak tomatoes and the vine tomatoes as well as the cherry tomatoes.
All sorts of tomatoes.